The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Come hop in and let's take a drive back to the past. We'll be back to reality within a flash. I'm your host, Juice Dees, and you're listening to Sneaking Through the Suburbs. Hey, pimpers. That's what I refer to my friends. So you're my friend, so therefore I call you a pimper or a pimp. What do I call my friends? Pimps. But anyways, the word pimper in my eyes means a swaggy, confident, and an intelligent individual. So a little cool story time. My uncle on my mom's side calls me and my brother Jay pimpers because of the cars we drive. He drives a Nissan Z something, and I used to drive a BMW. But yeah, he still calls us pimpers to this day, even though I have a different car and my brother still has the same car. But sorry to sound down bad or anything. I just have been dealing with some personal stuff, some personal issues right now. But today will be a serious topic. I know the past couple episodes were funny and all, but today it is going to be a serious topic. This will be a trigger warning. If you have any past history or dealings or have any triggers to mental illnesses, depression, self-harm, suicide, any of those or anything within those categories, I advise you to not listen to this episode for today because we'll be digging into those topics. So unfortunately, you'd have to tune in next week. But I hope next week will be a lighter topic for you, and I'll see you next week. Hello guys, welcome back. I hope you're doing well and mentally doing well also. Honestly, once you get to really know me, I'm such a transparent person. Many people would say I would be considered a soft person, but once you get to know me and start hanging out with me on a daily basis, I'm very blunt when it comes to expressing how I feel in the moment. So recently, I've been dealing with some personal issues, and I want to give you some details, but unfortunately, I can't. I'm just kidding. I can't. And you're my friend. We're friends. So we have this trust built within us, and I hope you feel how I'm feeling also. So my cousin on my dad's side just recently died. He died of suicide. I'm not going to give any names. My aunt's family needs time to grieve and be with her family. And I also need this time to grieve. So this podcast would be much more of a tribute to him, since I can't be with my family right now in Virginia. So they all have left the state to be with my aunt's family. And I was debating if I should go or not. But I had so much. I still have school, and all my aunt and uncle would tell me was that my cousin would want me to prioritize school first and then come see him later. So I decided to stay and push through this hard time. Mental illness in general is not a light topic, but it should be talked more with compassion and less of "you'll get it over it tomorrow" attitude. I also struggle with mental illnesses. I suffer with anxiety. I suffer with social anxiety, especially now ever since the pandemic. But I have been 2 years. I've battled depression for 2 years, and I fought it, and I'm over it. Overcame it, and I'm feeling really good. But my personal advice with mental illness from me to you is to be open to talk about it, is to be more compassionate with how you tell people that are dealing with mental illnesses, that like compassionate towards one another. You don't know what other people are dealing with behind closed doors. It's very uncommon in the Filipino culture, and don't quote me on this, but majority of the Asian cultures, to not talk about mental illnesses or talk about their feelings. So I saw this article. I forgot what it was called, but it was a tweet on Twitter, and it was the day right after my cousin has passed. It said on the tweet, it said that I believe it was 70% of Asian males suffer with mental illnesses. 70%. That really shocked me, because 70% of Asian American males, of Asian males, period, Asian males, suffer with mental illnesses. But since I am an Asian American male, I do see that majority of Asian males do suffer with mental illnesses. In my culture, we don't really talk about it. It takes someone to die for them to actually take it into consideration that we're not overreacting with our feelings, that we're not tripping out, basically. We're not exaggerating how we're feeling. It takes one person to die in the family. That's what very upsets me. It should have been a talked about topic from the very beginning. It's not talked about for some odd reason. My generation, many of my cousins have kids, nieces, nephews. They teach them to be open with their feelings. And I just wish we had that growing up. We had that safe space for us to express how we're feeling that moment in that day. But the rest of this podcast would be my eulogy for my cousin. I wish I was at his funeral. R.I.P. Love you up there. But let's go. My cousin has been dealing with depression for some time now. And he was only 21 years old. He is one of the best people you'll ever meet. And he is still, till this day, the best person I've ever met. He's funny, and he's also good at giving advice, and he's also good at getting the girls. This core memory, when you say his name, is the first thing that I think about. And that time is when I was about 13 years old, when my family and his family met up in the Philippines. We were on this island called Boracay. The view and everything, it was magnificent, honestly. It was great. The experience was great. Just loved it. I would go back again. Side note, that should be on one of your travel destinations you should go to if you love to travel or just want to get away. Just plan ahead. Anyways, back on track. My cousin and my brother went to this party on the beach that was walking distance from our hotel. In the Philippines, the island Boracay, in general, Boracay the island, it doesn't sleep at all. Party from the sun up to the sun down. But this one night, I believe it was our second night there, my brother and my cousin came back to the hotel all drunk. And mind you, this is from how I remembered it, and that was about 5 years ago. So they're passed out on both sides of me. We're in a queen size bed, and so I'm in the middle, and my brother is on the left of me, and my cousin's on the right of me. Let me tell you, if you've never been to the Philippines, it is so humid. So you do not want to be touched by anyone else, especially at night. It's so humid. So I woke up basically drenched in sweat. It was that humid. So the next morning, they're so hungover that they didn't wake up until maybe the next couple of days. I'm kidding, but seriously, they slept for so long. For so long. I've never been hungover, so I don't know how it feels to be hungover. So I'm not very sure if you should be sleeping for so long. But so the next, but the following night, they woke up. They woke up in the middle of the day. Basically, they woke up in the middle of the day. That following night, they woke up. They went back to the beach party. But with who? But with my cousins, my other cousins, my auntie and my uncle and my parents. Everyone was there. Sadly, I couldn't go. I was only 13 at the time, and the drinking age in the Philippines, I believe, is 15 or 16 years old. Very young, but so they came back to the hotel even more drunk because they got their drinks for free. But my cousin is the life of the party. All the videos you saw of them, the party on the beach, he was the life of the party. He was dancing, he was flirting. It was so funny to look back the next day to see his reactions. He's even the life of the party, even at family parties. He brings everyone joy with his jokes and his impersonations of all his favorite artists when he sings karaoke. My favorite impersonation is when he does his Elvis. I used to think it was so corny back when we were younger, but now I see it. I find it so funny because it's so dead on. It's so dead spot on. It blows my mind. But this man can sing. He is musically talented. He used to play the violin growing up. He used to play the piano. He used to play the ukulele. He was so talented. And he's pretty handsome too, if I say so myself. I know I'm cute and all, but I think I got some competition. But I don't know who's winning because I'm looking a little too good today. But my cousin, he will be greatly missed. And I know he's happier now since he's with our grandpa. But hey, get comfy up there. Because I promise you, I will make sure no one goes up there until they're ready. Thank you. I usually don't talk at funerals I attend to, so my eulogies are pretty much kept short and simple. I get too emotional, especially when me and this person had a very personal connection, very close connection. I get very emotional and I hate showing my emotions. That's one of my downsides of myself, I would say. So one of my red flags is that I don't like sharing my emotions. I truly hate showing my emotions. When it comes to public speaking, I'd rather speak to 100 random people than speaking at a funeral with friends and family. Seeing other people cry will make me cry. But please speak up. When you know a person living with suicidal thoughts and behavior, you might end up saving a life. If you need someone to talk to, maybe try friends, maybe family. If not, and you got money like that, get a therapist, honestly. Get a therapist. I have a therapist. Can never go wrong with it. You're talking to a person. You're talking to someone that doesn't know you, and they can't judge you for what you've done in the past because they don't know your past. If you're having suicidal thoughts and behavior, just know there's someone out there that is willing to listen to you. And if that's no one, there's always a suicide prevention hotline. And if you need that number is 800-273-8255. Please don't be scared to speak up. Please don't be scared to ask for help. Speak up, please. That could save someone's life or even your life. Thank you so much, you guys. I'll see you guys next week. Next week's episode, we'll be talking about music cures breakups. We'll be talking about how music cured my breakup. I'll see you guys next week.